say much more. We're all waiting for David Bromberg and some of his friends. David Bromberg.
Folks, the sun won't shine on my back doors. Can't you hear me talking to you? I say, sun gonna shine my back door someday. I know the wind gonna come, Lordy, blow these blues away. Well, some people try to tell you that the weary blues ain't the weary. Oh, can't you hear me talking to you? Some people try to tell you the weary blues ain't bad. Well, it might not have been the same kind of weary blues I had.
This is bad, man.
Nothing but an aching heart. Lord, can't you hear me talking to you? The blues ain't nothing, mama, but an aching heart disease. The blues like a slow consumption fever. It's killing me by the grace. You know the blues ain't nothing but a lowdown weary. A lowdown, can't you hear me talking to you? The blues ain't nothing, people, but a low-down, weary chill. And if you ain't never had a lot of people, I sincerely hope you never will.
Do a little more of that if you can.
I don't know, man. I think I'm here as the antidote. And you got this beautiful sunshine, all this fine, bright music. And I never started a show with the blues, man, but I got them today, so I'm just going to have to stand here and play them. That's it. You know, my buddy Jesse was a gambler, folks, night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. He was a good-looking fellow, but like a lot of handsome men, he had no soul. His heart was hot and cold as ice. You know, the police walked up and they shot my buddy Jesse down. The boy began to die today. Oh, some people gathered all around his bedside to hear the last words he had to say. He said, I guess I wanna know how I wanna go. How you wanna go, Jesse? He said, I want 8 crap shooters to be my pallbearers and get them all dressed up in black. There'll be 9 gamblers going out to the cemetery and only 8 of them coming back. I want a gang of gamblers gathered round my coffin side with a crooked card printed on the hearse. Don't you hypocrites try and tell me you're gonna grieve after my ass. I know my life's been a doggone curse. I send poker players out to the graveyard to dig my grave with the ace of spades. I want a bunch of polices in a funeral march with a high shelf playing blackjack leading the parade. I want 17 women, you know, out of Hamilton Hotel and a few more out of Old South Bell. He wanted us to fly in a bunch of groupies from New York City, but good people, it's got to tell you, my buddy Jesse didn't pass out so swell. Oh, his head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went down bouncing and bumping. Oh, don't be standing around, little Jesse cried. He wanted everybody to do the Charleston while he died. 1 foot up, a toenail dragging. They threw my buddy Jesse in a hoodoo wagon. run here, mama, with that can of booze. I've got the dying crap shooter's blues. I'm passing out now with the dying crap shooter's blues. Oh, hey. I can't stand up here and play blues all the time. No, I got a friend I want to do a little picking with. I ain't seen in years. He's got to run off to a workshop. So I'm just going to have a minute to pop him out here. It's one of my favorite guitar players, Norman Blake. Hey, Norman. It's all right with me. Is this microphone happening for you guys? Is that mic okay? Yes? Yeah? Okay, we'll try and play one together. Wish us luck. Wish me luck. He's got it. Let's do the Boggy Road to Milledgeville.
That's our hit, ain't it?
That's it, man.
We're still getting money for Sweet Jelly Roll.
About 3 cents a year.
Yeah, I always am glad to see that check.
Kick it off for me. Thank you. I don't think you realize just how difficult this is for people of my particular persuasion. I'm talking about musicians, man, you know? I would like to play something, a song of my people. Not often heard. This is not many people are really familiar with a complete repertoire of the Winos. It's really hard, you know, to be facing all this sunlight and greenery this early in the morning, you know? I don't know about you, but green is not the first color I want to see if I wake up hungover, you know? Told me today, she said, ugly, you're wasting your life away. She says, bad, how you spent your time? Yeah, you never make a dime. I said, I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to, yeah, I make while I'm living, you're drunk. Huh? I said, my people. She says you can't keep living this way, broke from day to day. You gotta stop this running around, get a job or settle down. I said I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to, yeah, make love to the women while I'm living. Get drunk on about Jack Daniel. I know this can't go on. Yeah, I should be up at dawn. I'll get a job and do it right. I'll be in bed by 8 each night. Oh, but I like to sleep. Yeah. Yeah, try to make love to the while I'm living. Get drunk on the bottle. Take it, David. Okay. See, this is hard stuff. I play the bass and the treble simultaneously at the same time, man. This is black belt guitar playing here, man. You gotta concentrate on this shit, you know? I'm gonna play it again, as a matter of fact. I like it. See, I'm not a lazy person myself. I'm up by the crack of noon every day, you know? And most of the guys back there don't finish throwing up till about 4 in the afternoon. That's my... You know, there's a lot just waiting for me. The street is how it should be. I'll be a smiling all the time. I'll get my hair cut and my sneakers shine. But I like to sleep. Yeah, I don't like to. Yeah, child, me. Why? Get drunk on the bottle. This gal told me today, she said, homely, you're frittering your existence away. She said, the schedule is around which you choose to pass your time. Never earn an honest Roosevelt dime. But I like to sleep. Yes, child. I don't like to wear no shoes. I make a love to the women while I'm living. Get drunk on a bottle of booze. played this before in front of anybody. But it just... That's how I feel this morning. It's a big star falling. Mama take a long fall day. A big star falling. Mama take a long fall day. I know the sun's gonna come on. Chinese blues away. You see me in the evening, walking up and down the street. Did you see me last evening, walking on down the street? With my hat in my hand, folks, asking every woman I meet. It's a hey, hey, mama, can you use a man like me? I say, hey, hey, mama, can you use a man like me? Yes, I can do you better, woman, than you're used to be. Big star falling, mama take long for day. I said a big star falling, mama take long for day. You know the blues gonna come, folks, blow these blues away. I'm going down to the station. I catch the first fast plane I can. I go down to the station, mama. I catch the first fast plane I can. I'm going to another town and get another woman. Oh, you got yourself another man. I believe I go back home. I believe I go back home. You mistreat me when I'm with you, girl. You can't do that when I go home. Crying, look at the tears roll down the street. Oh, the sky is crying, mama. Yeah, look at the tears roll down the street. The sun and moon have left the heavens, just like my good gal did to me. Thank you. wake up, mama. And turn your lamp down low. I sing, wake up, mama. And turn your lamp down low. Woman, how the hell did you find the nerve to drive me away from your door? You're a mighty mean woman to do me this way. You're a mighty mean mom to treat your daddy this way. And when I leave town this time, sweet thing, you best believe this time I'm going away to stay. You know, I once loved a woman, people, and she was the sweetest thing you've ever seen. I had the love of a girl, just the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Well, she treated me like I was a king, Lord, like she was a doggone queen. My mama let me run reckless, boys, my daddy drove me wild. My mama let me run reckless. Daddy drove me wild, wild, wild. Yeah. Hey, I know I'm not good looking, but I swear I must be some sweet woman's angel child. I tell your sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your friend, I'm going to the country. Mama, do you want to go? I might bring along, girl, I might bring along one or two more. Loud, big, ancient, this man, although it would not stop. You should have seen the color farmer when I got the boy to her. Come on, reach over, mama, hand me my traveling shoes. I want you folks to know right now, this child got the Statesboro blues. When out of church bells ringing, the secretary is singing, the preacher's preaching, can't you hear the sisters shouting, the children up in the pulpit just trying to learn that song. And that low-down, dirty deacon up and got my girl and gone. Hey, give me back the hat, I bought you the big umbrella. Give me back the shoes, I want the dress and all. If you don't love your daddy, you got no right to stand and squall. Give me back the wig I bought you and let your goddamn head go bald. I done them all for your woman away last winter. Suffered through the summer, I scuffled through the fall. I done more for you, mama, than God in heaven ever done. Yeah, I put hair upon your head, you know that he never give you none. Lord, she wouldn't bring me no breakfast, wouldn't give me no dinner. She spoiled my supper, she threw it outdoors. I think the woman was trying to tell me to go. She had a knife to ask me if a matchbox could hold my clothes. I can't be no bank boss or superintendent. I ain't getting up on no tipple, and I promised the good Lord I never would dig no coal. Hey, I'm gonna go into town tonight and get myself some jelly rolls. Tell your sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your nephew, tell your mama, tell your papa, and everyone you know I'm going to the country. Baby, do you want to go? I might bring along, mama, I might bring along one or two more. Ow! You should have seen the color farmer. You should have seen the color farmer when they got the boiler hot. And reach over, woman, give me the traveling shoes. You want some number one? I want you both to understand, this child got the Statesboro blues. I got them too, man. Got these mountains, I got them right here. Sunlight too, dig it. I gotta lose these blues, man. You gotta help me out. I said, you gotta help me out. Yeah, you have to sing with me, all right? Now, when things go wrong for you, and maybe this will help me out today, because I know this is the truth. You got to think what the chorus of this song says. See, this is the truth. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, next you're down, a half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Okay, you gotta sing that with me, all right? All right? Well, that's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, next you're down, half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. That sucked. You guys are gonna get me really bummed. I mean, you haven't seen shit, you understand? Are you gonna sing it, or are you just gonna stand there and bake, huh? All right, we'll try it again. Well, that's the way that... Half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. Yeah, you know, that wouldn't be bad if we were at a folk music place or something. And everybody had to be polite. This is supposed to be a bluegrass festival, you know. I know you can't prove it by me, but they told me to come. What can I tell you? So sing it, you know? I mean, I really need your help on this. If you people can convince me of the subject of the song, maybe there's hope for me, you know? Well, that's the way. Half an inch of water. Well, I know a gal, she got lots to lose. She's a real sweet woman, just a little confused. She got muscles in her head she ain't ever used. Thinks she owns half of this town. Oh, she get a little drunk and get an itchy nose. Go home and beat her husband with a rubber hose. Then she take him out to dinner and buy him new clothes. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way. You're up. Half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. I was sitting in the bathtub, I counted my toes. When the radiator broke, the water all froze. Stuck in the ice without any clothes. Naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak. Something through the window, the ice all broke. I got up and laughed, I thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes around. That's the way. You're up one. Half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. Pretty good song, huh? This song has one huge drawback. It's over. That's the whole thing, man, a whole shot. I tried to stretch it out by getting you to sing it over, you know, and again, it's still over, you know? It's not my fault, I didn't write it. John Prine wrote it, you know? I don't applaud it, you should have finished the fucker, you know? I complained to him about it, and he said, you know, write your own verses. I told him to get lost. And I'll tell you, the reason I said that was because I tried. I really wanted to write some verses to this. The chorus of this song speaks to my kidneys, you know? I mean, it means something to me. And there are a lot of things that I think about that relate to this, but there's no way I can fit them into verses. So I think what I'm going to do is I'll tell you these stories, and we'll pretend they're verses. And you can't stop me because I got the mic. These are true stories. This is true stuff here. This is not like Rodney Dangerfield, you know. I used to have a friend in Greenwich Village. When I lived down in the village, he had this wonderful dog, man. This was a great animal. My friend's name was Charlie Chin. Charlie was a banjo player. That makes it bluegrass, sorry. Okay, so Charlie had this wonderful dog. And I'm trying to think of how I can tell you this without... And with making you understand and not being too gross about it. Charlie had the dog for slightly longer than it lived. That's what happened. The dog bought the farm, you know. Charlie didn't know what to do about it, so he called up the ASPCA, you know, and he asked them what to do with the dog's body. And since this was New York City, you know, he had to try about 83 numbers before he found the right one. And it was in New Jersey. So he asked the guy, you know, well, what can I do with the dog? And the guy says, you bring him here. Charlie says, to New Jersey? The guy says, well, you want to bury him on Bleecker Street? He says, no, but I mean, how do I get there? The guy says, oh, it's easy. You take the Jersey Turnpike to exit number... Charlie says, stop, wait a minute.
I'm a New Yorker. I don't have a car. I can't take no turnpike. The guy says, that's okay. Go up to Port Authority bus terminal. Take the number 11 bus. Charlie says, hold on. I can't get on a bus with a dead dog in my arms, man. The guy says, of course not, man. Put him in a box. Charlie says, you don't understand. This is a big dog. The guy says, well, what some people do is they put him in an old suitcase or a duffel bag or a trunk or something. Charlie says, okay, you know. So he stuffs the dog in his old suitcase, takes him on up to Port Authority bus terminal. He's about to get on the number 11 bus when he realizes that he never found out where to get off the bus, you know, the rest of the directions. So he finds a phone booth, puts down the suitcase, calls the guy, gets out of the phone booth. Somebody has stolen the suitcase. See, that's not what I think is funny. I just would have liked to have seen the face on that junkie when he opened it, that's all. Well, that's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. Okay, so I was working in the village in places where we used to pass the basket for all the money we got. So we didn't get much money. I mean, this was the poor days, you know. People never believed we weren't getting paid because they were paying $2.50 for a watery Coke, but we weren't getting paid. We were trying to make a career in the burgeoning industry of folk music or something, you know? We were suckers, I think is what it was. Anyhow, one time, a group of us got a job playing at some rich people's party in Westchester County for a predetermined sum of money. We're talking the big time now, man. We're talking two figures. We're raking it in, you know? So we took the railroad train up to Westchester, wherever it was. People met us with a Cadillac, drove us to their estate. Telluride would have fit in their living room. These people had money, but they were very generous. They let us eat the same food that their guests were eating, you know? Except we ate a lot more of it because we were a lot hungrier, you know? And they let us drink the same stuff their guests were drinking, but we drank a lot more of it because we never saw good liquor, you know? And one of the guys I was playing with, I won't tell you his name, but he's the same guy who had the dog, drank so much that there was no way he could make it back to the village with the rest of us without getting sick all over everything, you know? But the people were very sweet. They let him stay the night in one of the 347 bedrooms of their house, you know? And he showed up in New York the next morning and nobody thought much about it. Months later, he told me what happened, and it really bothered him. What happened was, he woke up in the morning in a room that had been done. Some person with elaborately cut hair had been paid a lot of money to make the room look the way it looked. The entire room was off-white, the same shade of off-white. Sheets were off-white, pillowcases, bedspread, bed, off-white. Ceiling, walls, thick carpet, off-white, table, chairs, desk, lamp, light bulb, off-white. Everything in the whole place was off-white except for the bottle of black India ink he knocked over in the middle of the night on his way to the bathroom. I don't mean that there was just a little spot of India ink. I mean there were hand, knee, elbow prints over everything in the room. So he tried to figure out what to do. He went into the adjoining off-white bath and got an off-white washcloth, and he wet it with hot water and tried to clean up the India ink. Oh, shit. I mean, this was ugly. So I figured there's only one thing to do, and he did it. He split. Jumped out the window, ran to the train station, took the train back to New York City, and didn't say anything to anybody. But it got to bothering him, you know. He felt like that was bad karma. This was the 60s. We're not talking guilt. We're talking karma. But, you know, there's really a big difference. You know, you shouldn't laugh because guilt is if you do something bad and you feel badly about it. Karma is if you do something wrong and you're afraid it's going to come back at you. That is karma. So he figured he had to go up, get straight, you know. So I got to give him credit because this was a difficult thing for him to do. He saved up the money and took the train back up to Westchester, walked to the people's house. Rang the doorbell, a maid answered the door. He said, I want to speak to the lady of the house. She says, okay, and shows him into the living room. He's looking around the living room at all this expensive shit. He's not going to touch nothing, you know? So he sits down on the big sofa and hears a loud crunch. It was the Chihuahua. He killed it. He split. Well, that's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, next you're down. Heaven is your water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. Underground. I was out in San Francisco, people. I heard the ground was trembling all around. You know, all them homosexuals out there thought it was a big earthquake coming to get them. Lord, wasn't nothing but them evil hearted women trying to run me down. Yeah, I got a kind hearted woman. She'd do anything in the world for me. No, she wouldn't. I got a kind-hearted woman. Yeah, but she studies evil all the time. You know that girl tried to get my best friend to kill me just so he would have it on his mind. There ain't but just one thing made me want to drink. I swear it's how you treat me. I commence to think, oh babe, my life don't seem the same. You know you break my heart when you call me by another man's name. It's hopeless. Sorry. Backstage, you know, this is like a high school reunion backstage, usually. Except I also ran into some people I never met before. Being the fool I am, also hearing they were really great musicians, I asked a bunch of people to come play with me. So we're going to get George Marshall to play the drums with me. Danny Weiss to play guitar. And Larry Cohen to play bass. I'm gonna have a horn section I just barely met backstage. Power here. We're also planning it out like a touch football game. We don't have any power up here on the bass, is our problem. Somebody turn this
power, but I don't have sound.
Oh, we have power, but no sound. Maybe it's a bad chord?
This chord's good, I know. There it is. Okay, got it.
Me for the last time. Well, you finally went and broke my only rule. It's the last time. Class, I graduated five out of goddamn Kappa from that school, darling. I'll be your lover, your friend, baby. I refuse to be your fool. everything you even hinted you wanted, Donna. I still couldn't keep you satisfied. I'll give you everything you and your mother ever asked for, Donna. I still couldn't keep you satisfied. My money, my house, my name, my children, my life insurance. The least you could have done was let me hold on to one small, tiny speck, a shred of my pride. Yes, I will work for you all day. Come home, love you slow and hard all night. I swore and promised to stand beside you, baby, when you're wrong and when you're right. But look here, sugar lips. That's one thing I'll never do for you. I'll be your lover, your friend, baby. I refuse to be your fool. Gotta have that word of trumpet and day.
I'll be your lover, your friend, baby. but I will not. Today or tomorrow, next week or next month, next festival or century, next lifetime or millennium, I refuse. Absolutely, absolutely, objectively, categorically, and fucking period. Now and forever to be your fool, your toy, your dog, your plaything, your joker, your jester, your pet, your slave. Your fool will all go and dig my grave. I will be buried and forgotten. I think my bones will have rotten. I will be rotten and forgotten. I will see the fine 40-story career marble mausoleum that is sure to mark my final resting place. Crumbled to the dust by the elements and the pollution which circulates throughout these mountains and carry it to the four corners of Earth to return to the molecular structure from which it originated. Before I be your fool, I will be so long gone, dead and forgotten. I will see the people descending, the grandchildren, the children, the people descending, the descendants, the children, the people descending, the people who have forgotten me themselves for generations forgotten. Before I be your fool, I will be so long gone, dead and forgotten. I will see the genus and species of worm, insect, and bacterium that at one time fed upon my rotting mortal flesh vanish from the face of the earth. I will see this mountain melted to the screams. I will see California fall into the ocean where all have beachfront property. I will see all the laws of gravity and physics repealed. I will wear the rings of Saturn around my little finger. I will see closing galaxies of the 6, 7, 8 kind. I will see your system now evolution. I will see Pluto return to the Earth to resume his role as a cartoon character. Before I be a fool, I will see you dead. I will see your mother, father, sister, brother dead. I will see your doctor, lawyer, and hairdresser dead. I will see your lover dead. I will see his lover dead. I will see his lover dead. I will see his lover dead. I will see that faggot dead. Before I be a fool, I will see everyone that you ever knew, loved, touched, stood next to, heard of, smelled, felt, thought, or dreamed about or imagined your entire lifetime in existence, roasted and tortured in hell for 100 million, billion, trillion years, 35,000 millennia, 60 billion centuries, 95,000 forever, a few eternities, and 5 or 6 years, and all that before I will be your fool. Told me that these guys could play. I never met them before, so I can't introduce them to you. Maybe they'll introduce themselves to the mics one at a time from here, because I want to know their names too. I just met the guys.
Rob Zuckerman.
Forrest Means.
Well, we have no business trying this, but... around the sea.
seat. The lights went low. I guess they ain't gonna go over here, huh? And the drum played a beat.
wanna watch right now? And then she smiled a smile for the whole world to see. She turned her head, she looked directly at me. I must have jumped about 10 feet in the air. When I come down, that girl wasn't there. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You're not the same brown and proud that the skill man. Curly red hair, he had a big bushy beard and a beard like a grizzly bear. He said, cease and desist from this shout, and that's the termination of the show. And if you desire to respirate continuously, turn your ass around and go. Well, look, I didn't hang out. I went straight to the door, but on my way through, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Sharon, what do you do? But every night the show played in town, I was right there, maybe one step ahead of that belligerent bear. And it worked the way the man predicted in the speech at the start. Cause when the carman left town, it took a bunch of my heart. And I still get a pain at the tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that Main Street Moan. Oh, Jared, woman, what do you do to these men? You're not the same kind of crowd that the skill that turns back again. Yeah! Work anymore. Oh, that's that bluegrass horn section, man. They play that yeehaw shit. These guys say, yeah, I play that yeehaw shit. I'm proud of it too, mother. You gotta go with what you got. You know, I am ugly but honest, you know? I go with that, you know?
Best thing I ever had. I don't wanna know
Honey, who gonna break your heart? I don't wanna hear. Baby, who will break your heart? I don't wanna know you ain't had the man that I am. You should have known that from the start. How about it, Danny?
It's really foolish to come up here and play with people you never played with. On the other hand, everybody told me these guys could play, and everybody back there, they know the difference, you know. So I knew it would be cool. I just spoke to a couple of horn players backstage, you know. We didn't even run over the tunes or anything. Just talking to them. I just knew they'd be hot, man. Danny Weiss, I've known for 15 years. The first time I think I've ever played on stage with him, maybe. Plays too good, though. The guy plays too good. I'm going to have to go around stepping on a lot of knuckles. And I'll play a tune I played on last night if I could. I do it in my key. Well, I knew a man, Bojangles, and he would dance for you. Worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. You do the old salt shoe. You jump so high. Jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on down. Well, I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life while he talked about his life. Laughed and slapped his legs down. He said the name Bojangles and then he danced a lick. Across the cell, he grabbed his pants for a better stance and jumped up high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. I know I heard him laugh. He shook back his clothes all around him. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on down. I used to be the band for the guy who wrote this. We traveled around the country together. You know, the Nitty Gritty had the huge hit on it. I was surprised when they called me out last night, but... I met them when I was traveling with Jerry Jeff just before they recorded the tune. We stayed up all night somewhere in Denver. And, you know, this is a funny business. You know, you have people are your friends, and you feel that they're your friends, and you know that they're your friends, but you only see them maybe once every 2 years for about an hour and a half. But those guys are my friends, I know. You know, it feels good to have... One of them was hurting the other night. Last night, and we went out and talked, and I hope he feels better, because I got the blues from it. But that's what, you know, being friends is all about. The thing about this tune, I was talking to him about last night, is unfortunately, we all go through this life alone. I mean, no matter what else, you're the only one inside your head. We all go through it alone. And the great thing about music is every now and then through the music you can touch somebody else, you know, it can, or the dance, or whatever they are to do. But when the dance is done, you're still alone inside your head, and that's the weird thing to deal with. Well, they dance for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he
spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. Well, his dog up and died, his dog up and died. And after 20 years, he still breathes. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drank a beer, and then he shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on down. Bojangles, and he would dance for you. Thank you. I'll see you all around me.